I believe the American dream still exists. Despite what many say, the American dream is prevalent even today. Most say just look at the economy, or how it's impossible to get a job, let alone build wealth. Yet my parents can easily be considered having achieved at least part of it. About 6 years ago, we bought 3 acres of land, and spent the next year and a half building our house. Recently even, we added a shop for my dad and fences for the dogs. While it was a big test for us and we considered just selling off the land, we continued on, and now we love our home. Another more recent example would be my mom, who retired after working at CPS for over 30 years. Her story has always been a very interesting one to me. Her parents were very poor, she struggled a lot throughout school. And yet, she met my dad in high school, they married not long after, and she went on to get her bachelor's and even her master's. She had to work hard, many days even overtime, and some weekends. Eventually, her efforts paid off, and she was able to retire before the age of 50, with pension. On the other side is my dad, who despite never going to college, managed to pick up great skill with building, even being the main one who built our house, doing everything from the walls to the electrical work. He regularly has to travel for his work, which is based in Yoakum, going anywhere from Corpus all the way to Seguin sometimes, multiple times a day. In fact, he travels so much that his company car has 28,000 miles despite only being in use for 5 years. While my parents are examples of the American dream, I think the best example of the American dream are some close family friends of ours. John often travels for his work and goes all over the world. He's an architect. One time, he went to Brazil, and he met Jessica and her son Brian. Eventually, the two got married. Jessica and Brian got their green cards, and they moved to Victoria. The two of them became very hooked on the American dream. Jessica became an English teacher and currently teaches at East High School, and Brian, her son, went into the U.S. Army Reserves. Brian also is going into criminal justice to become a police officer, showing really just how much he loves the U.S. and how much he wants to protect it. I look at all of them and I begin to understand that while it's certainly difficult to achieve the American dream, it still exists, and to me it's more prevalent than ever. I know many are pessimistic about it, but I think in truth, the reason they are is because they haven't achieved it yet and they know it's there. I believe in the American dream and the promises it holds. I also believe in the struggles that come with it, but if anyone can deal with those struggles, I believe it's Americans that can overcome them.